Hallelujah. Jesus leaves. Hallelujah. Jesus leaves. He lives in me and he lives in you. Hallelujah. Jesus leaves. Hallelujah. Jesus leaves. Hallelujah. Jesus leaves. He lives in me and he lives in you. Hallelujah. Jesus leaves. Hallelujah. Jesus leaves. Hallelujah. Jesus leaves. He lives in me and he lives in you. Hallelujah. Jesus leaves. Hallelujah. Jesus leaves. Hallelujah, he lives. He lives in me and he lives in you. Hallelujah, Jesus lives. Hallelujah, Jesus lives. Hallelujah, Jesus lives. Lives in me and he lives in you. Hallelujah, Jesus lives. Hallelujah, Jesus lives. Hallelujah, he lives. He lives in me and he lives in you. Hallelujah, Jesus lives. Hallelujah, Jesus lives. Hallelujah. He lives. He lives in me and he lives in you. Hallelujah. Jesus reigns. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is Reverend Dr. Stephen Jones, our Miracles Radio and Television Ministries, coming all your way from Silver Spring, Maryland, using the Plug Talk Radio as a launching pad to reach out to people with the word of God, the word that saves, the word that heals, the word that delivers, the word that blesses, the word that changes. Today we are continuing our teaching on the resurrection power of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, he resurrected, and that was a proof of the power of God in his life. A proof that differentiated him from all other religious leaders who try to do the same. I'm reading quickly from St. John's Gospel, chapter 11. St. John's Gospel, chapter 11, from verse number 38, it says, Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone laying upon it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he has been dead for 4 days. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou wouldst see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people we stand by, I said, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto him, loose him and let him go. Hallelujah. We're talking about resurrection power. This was the story of Lazarus. Lazarus died, probably died an untimely death, because Mary and Martha, his sisters, were still alive, and they felt so bad that Lazarus had died, and it wasn't really pleasing to them. And so they called Jesus, and Jesus came in, and He was asking them to believe that all things are possible if they can only believe. So they believed, and Jesus came to the grave side of Lazarus, and he spoke the word, "Lazarus, come forth." And Lazarus came out of the grave, bound hands and legs, and Jesus said another word, "Loose him and let him go." We're talking about resurrection power. Jesus is a resurrection and a life. He has the power to raise the dead. Yesterday, I shared with you that Prophet Elijah raised the dead, Prophet Elisha raised the dead, and then Jesus also raised the dead. And today, many men of God are still raising the dead. You know, Riambonke, it happened in Riambonke Crusade in the east of Nigeria when a dead man came back to life. In the days of the Apostle Babalola of the Christ Apostolic Church, it was commonplace to see dead people come back to life under the ministry of our beloved Father in the Lord, Apostle Babalola. What are we talking about? Resurrection power. There's resurrection power. There's a power that brings back to life. Jesus was the only person who was able to resurrect back to life. There was a man by the name Lobsang Rampa. He's an occultist. He said he was going to rise from the dead. So he died, and his followers, they went to wait for him on the third day if he was going to rise up from the dead. So everybody stood around, and they were waiting for him to rise from the dead. And as he was trying to rise from the dead, thunder struck him, struck that place, and he never rose from the dead. And so many other great people, powerful people, are trying to rise themselves from the dead. See? And none of them have been able to do this. And this is to tell you that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was the only one who died, and on the third day, he rose again from the dead as a proof that he was the only true Son of God. Hallelujah. See, you can't imitate Jesus. Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He's seated right now at the right hand side of the Father, praying and interceding for us right now. And Jesus is hearing us as we talk about him right now, the only man who raised from the dead. And that was the proof that he was the true Son of God. Now, something happened at the graveside of Lazarus, which I want us to look into very closely. For Jesus to call Lazarus back to life meant Jesus had life, and the life giver, the only one who can give life, is God. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, like we spoke yesterday, John's Gospel, chapter 1. He said, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. He's the one that giveth life. No one can give you life. He's the one that say, you live, and you live. He's the one that say, die, and you die. So, you can't do without him. That's the only person you need in this life. See? Jesus spoke, Lazarus, come back to life. And Lazarus came back to life. Why? Because the man who had life has spoken. And not only that, Jesus said, loose him and let him go. When he said, loose him and let him go, that was total deliverance from the spirit of untimely death. And that is where we're talking about today. Every spirit that bound you hands and legs, Jesus is saying to you this morning, loose him and let him go. There are all kinds of spirits that have held people in bondage. There's the spirit of fear, there's the spirit of sickness, there's the spirit of death. All kinds of spirits hover around people today, holding them in bondage. The Bible says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of boldness and of power and of a sound mind, whereby we can say, Abba, Father. What is holding you down? What is tying you hands and legs? There are problems that can tie you hands and legs, and you can't function no more. Thank God, Jesus said, loose him and let him go. This morning, Jesus has said, loose him and let him go. And he's saying it to you through this medium. As you hear this word of God, Jesus is saying to you this morning, loose him and let him go. Loose her and let her go from her problem. I don't know what has killed you. I don't know what has killed your spirit. I don't know what has tied you hands and legs. I don't know what is limiting you. I don't know what is restricting you. But I got good news for you, that Jesus is saying to you this morning, loose her and let her go. And this was not the only instance in the scriptures where someone has to be loose. In Luke chapter 13, Jesus was ministering, and the scripture says there was a woman who was bowed over by the spirit of infirmity. The anointing came upon Jesus, and he spoke over her. He said, woman, thou art loose from your infirmity. And the Bible says she was set free the same hour, and Jesus laid hands on her. She was healed by the power of God. A lot of people are bound hands and legs. John chapter 8, verse 36, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The same John chapter 8, verse 32, he says, if the Son of God shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. Jesus is the one that sets free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The only person that can set us free is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Of course, in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, has anointed me to heal the brokenhearted, to set free the captives, those that are bound. Jesus came to set us free. And that is why he tasted death for us. He conquered death. By dying on Calvary's tree, he conquered the spirit of death. He descended into Sheol Hades. When he descended into Sheol Hades, he took the keys of life and death from Satan. Death has been swallowed up in victory. He conquered death once and for all. And so therefore, when we die now, we are going to the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ to be with God Almighty. And that's our hope. That's why Apostle Paul says, if Christ did not resurrect, then we are of all men most miserable. But thank God, Jesus, when he conquered death, he took the keys of life and death from Satan. And when he resurrected, he said, all power is given to me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Matthew chapter 28, from verse 16, 17, 18, 19. Jesus said, all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Power, I've taken the keys of life and death. The devil has no permission to take you to hell no more, because I have just broken those chains. And now everyone is free to go to the throne room and meet mighty God Jesus and worship God in spirit and in truth. Our home right now is the kingdom of God, where God dwells with his people. Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came forth. And he said, loose him and let him go. A lot of people are still bound. Jesus set me free. I cannot be bound. Jesus set me free. I cannot be bound. Jesus set me free. I cannot be bound. I cannot be bound. Jesus set me free. I will never be bound.
I cannot be bound.
Jesus set me free. I can never be bound. Jesus set me free. I shall not be bound. I shall not be bound. Jesus has set us free. Why should we be bound again? Jesus said, loose her and let her go. Woman, thou art loose. Every power that holds you, Jesus is saying to you today, you are loose. Lazarus, you are loose. Woman, thou art loose from your infirmity. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. He has come to set free the captives, to open the prison doors for those that are bound. The devil is interested in binding people. He has come to bind people, hands and legs. Satan and all his demons and all the witches and wizards and all the powers of darkness and all the enemies in hell and all of them, they are very interested in binding people, binding them with the spirit of fear, death, sickness, poverty, hardship, frustration, failure. The enemy wants to bind you and hold you down and limit you and restrict you and debar you from getting to destination. Today is emancipation proclamation. Jesus says to you, loose him and let him go. He has come to give us life and life more abundantly. Jesus came to loose us so that we can go and live. No more untimely death, no more death. There is no more death for me. No more, no more. There is no more death for me for many thousand years. There is no more death for me. No more, no more. There is no more death for me for many thousand years. Jesus has conquered death for us. Jesus has loosed us from the spirit of death. And Jesus has come to give us life and life more abundantly. We receive the life of Jesus. Today we receive the life of Christ into our lives. In the name of Jesus, no more death for us. No more death for our family. Untimely death is gone. Christ has come to give us life and life more abundantly. He said we shall live with long life, will he satisfy us. Psalm 91 verse 15. Say, with long life will he satisfy us. Jesus has come to satisfy us with long life. We should live to glorify God. The devil is the one who is dead and bound in hands and legs and put in the tomb and is there. The stone shall not be rolled away from the devil's head. The devil will continue to be in that tomb, tormented. But Jesus says, you who have received me, come alive and begin to live. Loose him and let him be free. They bound Jesus' hands and legs and they put him in the tomb and they cover it with stone. They put soldiers there to guide the tomb. They say they don't want Jesus to resurrect. When resurrection power came, the soldiers fell down as dead men. And the stone was rolled away. And the tomb was opened by the power of God. The scripture says God raised him from the dead. And Jesus came alive and began to live. That same life he has given us today. Abundant life. Abundant life. Abundant life Jesus gave to me. Abundant life, abundant life, abundant life,
Jesus
gave to me, hallelujah, abundant life, abundant life, abundant life, Jesus gave to me. Jesus came to give us abundant life. The devil is not going to take the abundant life Jesus has scheduled for us. And that is why the word of God has reached you today. And we thank God for reaching you today with this word. I want you to meditate on that John chapter 11, which we read. Jesus said to Lazarus, come forth, and then loose him and let him go. I don't care how many Lazaruses are hearing this word today. how many people the enemy has bound and kept them and, you know, covered them. But today Jesus has come to proclaim to you, come forth and receive life and life more abundantly. Lose him, lose her, and let her go free. Jesus is speaking to us right now. Lose him and let him go. Lose her and let him go. Today I prophesy to you in the name of Jesus Christ that the Lord will lose you and let you go. The Lord Jesus will lose your spirit, soul, and body. The Lord Jesus will lose you from every chains and fetters. Somebody sang a song. The shackles of my hands are off my hands, so I can praise him, so I can praise him. The fetters of my hands are off my hands, so I can praise him, so I can praise him. The shackles of my feet are off my feet, so I can praise him, so I can praise him. There are shackles. Who put the shackles there? The devil put the shackles there. Today, Jesus says, thou art loose. Today, Jesus says, come out, come forth out of the tomb. Jesus says, loose her, let her go. Loose him and let him go. Whatsoever is holding you, whatsoever is tying you spiritually, physically, financially, whatsoever ties you down to untimely death, to sickness and disease, hardship and poverty, the Lord Jesus is saying to you, thou art loose from your infirmity. Lose him now. Lose her now. Yes, the Lord Jesus is losing us by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus says to us today, lose him and let him go. Yes, we are loosed by the power of the Holy Spirit. He has loosed us and set us free. No more bounding in the name of Jesus. Once upon a time, Acts of Apostles chapter 15, Paul and Silas in Acts chapter 15, verse 25 and 26, Paul and Silas began to praise God in the prison. The devil bound them hands and legs. The devil bound them hands and legs and kept them in the prison. Philippian jail in Acts chapter 16, then the scripture says, at midnight, Paul and Silas began to praise God. Praise God, praise. As they were praising God, the power of God hit the prison. And the doors were shattered. And all the chains and fetters in the hands of Paul and Silas were torn open. And they were free. Hallelujah. The devil is looking for whom to bound. The devil is looking for whom to chain. The devil is looking for whom to tie hands and legs. With all kind of problems. With all kind of troubles. With all kind of illnesses and disease, with poverty and hardship, Jesus has come to set us free from that devil that is tying you, that devil that is holding your legs, holding your hands, tying you down with all kind of problems and issues in your life, tying you down, putting you in the tomb, and rolling the stone to cover you. It's not time for you to die yet, but the devil is trying to squeeze life out of you. It's not time for you to give up yet. You are not even 70 yet. You are not up to 80 yet. You are not up to 90. But the devil will want to finish you like Lazarus and put you in the tomb and then cover you with stone. But today there is good news for you. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Jesus is thy resurrection and thy life. Jesus is thy resurrection and thy life. Jesus is thy resurrection and thy life. Jesus is your resurrection and thy life. Jesus is our resurrection and thy life. Jesus is our resurrection and our life. Because Jesus resurrected, we resurrected with him. The scripture says we died with him in baptism. And we rise up to live with him. Oh, yes, we resurrected to live with Jesus. We are alive. Because Jesus is alive, we are alive too. Jesus is the giver of life. He is the author of life. He has given us life. Abundant life he came to give to us. We are not dying untimely. We are not going to grieve untimely. We are not Lazarus. Oh no, Lazarus, no more. Come forth and begin to live. Lose him and let him go. Death no more. Death no more. Jesus has come to give us life and life more abundantly. Scripture says in Romans chapter 8, if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, it shall quicken your mortal body. It shall quicken your life. The Spirit of God quickens. It revives. It brings back to life. I don't care what has killed you. I don't care whether the enemies have killed you untimely and they have had you locked up. The enemies have locked you up and they say you can't make it. Your enemies have put you in an untimely grave. They don't want you to prosper. They don't want you to be anything. They have rolled a stone to cover you up. But I got good news for you. Jesus has come to roll away that stone. Jesus has come to resurrect you like Lazarus. Jesus resurrected so he can resurrect you. That same Jesus is saying to you, come forth. Lose her, let her go. Lose him now and let him go. Jesus is losing us now by the power of the Holy Ghost. He's setting you free now. He's losing you now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Every chain, every fetters, every bounds of wickedness, sin, sickness and disease, poverty, hardship, failure, frustration that have tied you down all these years, Jesus is cutting you loose now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus is saying to you this morning, come forth, lose him and let him go. Lose her and let her go now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, it's happening. Wherever you are right now, begin to lay your right hand on your computer or laptops or your radio or your television set. Yes, lay your right hand there. Begin to receive resurrection power. Receive resurrection power right now. Resurrection power of the Holy Ghost is flowing into your life right now. It's flowing into your spirit, into your soul, into your body. Receive resurrection power. Receive resurrection power. Receive resurrection power. In the name of Jesus, you shall live and not die. You shall live to declare the works of God. You shall fulfill your ministry. You shall fulfill your calling. You shall fulfill your destiny here on earth. In the name of Jesus, you are not going to untimely grave like Lazarus. Come forth and begin to live. Yes, Jesus says to you, lose her. Lose him now and let her go. Be free by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. We give him praise. We give you glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we prayed. Amen. I know you have enjoyed this message, and I know God has blessed you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Something good has happened to you. Feel free to email us, hourofmiraclesradio@juno.com. hourofmiraclesradio@juno.com. I'd like to hear from you, testimony what God is doing. You are no longer in grave. Jesus has given you life and life more abundantly. And I want you to share this with all your friends and relations. Email this link. Forward it to them wherever they are. Let them know that Jesus has come to give them life and life more abundantly. In the name of Jesus Christ. Tomorrow at the same time, we're going to be meeting again. And God is doing a new thing today. In Jesus' name. Feel free to call us. Area code 240-552-5899. 240-552-5899. Visit our website, www.ourmiraclestv.net. ourmiraclestv.net. Jesus loves you. We all love you. Felicia and I say, God bless you abundantly. In Jesus' name. With me on the studio today is Evangelist Esther Lampinsey from New Jersey. And she wants to say hello to all of you, Evangelist Esther. Can you say hello to the people right now?
Hello, God bless you.
Yeah.
The power of resurrection will resurrect everything that has been dead in our life in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Esther, you pray for the people. Pray for them right now.
Eternal Rock of Ages, King of Glory, Father, we just thank you for this message you have sent into our life today. Father, Lord God, we thank you for the resurrection power. Father, Lord God, we thank you for what you have done in our life. We thank you for that beautiful message, because that message has met us at the point of our need. We thank you because you have set us loose this morning from the bondage of the enemy. We thank you because every stone that the enemy have used to cover our blessing, to cover our miracle, has been rolled away this morning. Blessed be your name, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Our God and our Father, Father, we thank you once again because this is the period of resurrection power. We thank you, Lord, because you are doing a new thing in our life. We thank you because you that have started that good job, you will continue and you will perfect everything in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your minister that you have just used. We thank you for the infilling of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your power, for your wonders, for the anointing that breaks the yoke of the enemy that you put upon his life. And I pray that you will continue to pour. You continue to pour your anointing, your fresh anointing upon him day in, day out, in the name of Jesus. And
Amen.
He will continue to continue in strength in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The job that God has given to you, the work of God that God has given to you, God that has been calling you that never leave you, will never leave you nor forsake you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And by the time the trumpet will sound, I pray none of us shall be found wanting. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah, Esther will be sharing with us one of these days. Esther, do you have anything to say about what Jesus did for us on Calvary Street in the next few minutes? Want to say something about Jesus, what he did on Calvary Street? Yeah, just share with the people.
We just thank God Almighty for the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, because if not because of the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, where we will have been today? We thank God because the blood that is shed on the cross of Calvary, that is the blood that set us free today. That is the blood that giving us the atonement, that set us free, that gives us the atonement of our sins. The blood that Jesus Christ shed on the cross of Calvary, that is the blood that is speaking better things into our life today.
Yes.
That is the blood that is washing us clean from all our dirtiness, from all our filthiness.
Yes.
We thank God Almighty because you know what God said? He loved us so much. That is the reason why he sent his only begotten son to come and die for us. The death of our Lord Jesus Christ. Are we going to let it just go in vain like that? Or are we going to meditate and think about it and let that death be meaningful in our life? Are we going to nail our Lord Jesus Christ onto the cross again once more? Let us think about it. Let us think about it. This is the time we need to think. This is the time we need to wake up from our slumber. This is the time we need to do the job that God has given to us.
Yes.
Tomorrow may be too late. Let us examine ourselves and say, you know, am I really on that path of righteousness? Let us call ourselves back. If we are not there, and say, Lord, and let us pray. Let us call upon him and say, Lord, please, lead me. In every area that I've gone, I say, lead me, O Lord. Forgive me and lead me to that path of righteousness. Because the Bible says, narrow is the way that leads to heaven. There is no any other way whereby we might be saved than through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who died for me and you. And that is the reason why we have salvation today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
So what do you want to say to those who have never received Christ as their personal Lord and Savior? Now that we're talking about Jesus' death, resurrection, burial, and ascension, for people who have never known Christ and received Jesus as their Lord, what will you want to say to them?
Those people that are yet to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior, we, the Christian of this day, we have a job to do because some of them have not even heard about Jesus Christ. Some of them have not heard, and that is the reason why God has given us the job to be preaching to the whole world, to those that did not even hear about it, because a lot of things are happening in this world. Supposing some people know that there is somebody called Jesus that can save them, that can set them free, that can set them loose, they would have accepted him. A lot of people have been losing their money, wasting their money for the devil, because they are yet to know Christ. They are yet to know Christ. What I would say is that we Christians, we have to put on our belt and say, you know what, we just have to preach this gospel to those people that are yet to know him. And a lot of people, they've been hearing about him, but they keep on ignoring him. We have to keep on praying for them, for God to go and touch their heart and break their stony heart. Because the word of God is like a sword that breaks the stony heart. Is that word that can break their heart. We have to keep on preaching that word to all of them that we know that they are just the stubborn ones. We have to keep on trying our best so that their blood will not be on our head.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus died on that cross, saving me on that cross, healing me on that cross, to redeem me. Hallelujah. Yaruz. Hallelujah. Jesus died on that cross, saving me on that cross, healing me on that cross, to redeem me. Hallelujah. Yaruz. Hallelujah. Yaruz. To redeem me. Amen. We draw the curtain here, and tomorrow we shall continue again. God bless you all. Jesus loves you, and we all love you too. Amen.
Amen.